Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bigotry since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day. And we're
best friends.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
We have something so exciting this week to announce.
Super exciting.
And in the works for a couple of months, but we are now part of the Frolic Media Podcast Network.
So exciting.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
I feel very important.
Yes, so do I. I love that network. They have so many fun Romance Landia things there.
They do. It is very much a girl power site, woman power, you know, geared towards you, our dear listeners, romance fiction, interviews, comedy, great conversations, and a bunch of really cool podcasts. And now we are part of them. So we're super excited. And check out frolic.media/podcasts and check out their other podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's been another crazy week in the United States of America and the world. And we're just hoping that one of these days we're going to say, wow, it's so boring and normal out.
I cannot wait for that day.
I know.
I cannot wait for that day, really.
It's going to be great. It's coming.
It's going to be so good.
Well, anyway, we have a really great letter this week. So why don't we get to it?
Here we go. Dear Joss and Kristen, thank you so much for creating this incredible podcast. Your friendship is palpable, hashtag friendship goals, and the love between you ladies is contagious. So here's my problem. I've always considered myself a feminist and cheerleader for all women. However, I'm afraid that somewhere down the line, I've become nothing more than a basic, jealous, mean girl. It all started with my relationship with Sasha, not her real name. So Sasha and I met about 10 years ago because my husband and her boyfriend, now husband, were close childhood friends. Because we had a lot of surface things in common, age, taste in music, feminist literature, and because I was new to the city and she new to the friend group, we began doing a lot of couples activities together. Before long, we were spending every holiday, birthday, and frequent dinner parties as a group. While I didn't feel particularly close with Sasha as compared to my out-of-town best friends, I really enjoyed our group dynamic and the close family feeling. Therefore, I was surprised but delighted when she asked me to be her bridesmaid, called me her best friend, and invited me to more one-on-one activities. It was during this time that I began to realize that she wasn't a feminist at all, but a mean girl. For one, she is from the city we all live in and only had one female friend. She would frequently state that she only had male friends because women were drama. Mm. She would then gossip about other women in our group, including her one female friend, taking obvious pleasure in their misfortune, such as breakups, job losses, and other sad events in our friends' lives. She would brag about stealing from expensive stores and spending a ton of money on clothes. And when I would have success at work, look attractive, or go on a great trip, she would mention that she was jealous and stopped liking any of my social media posts, even though she was on these platforms daily. Meanwhile, I started to become jealous of her too. Did I mention she's stunningly beautiful? Yes, she is. And people seem to want to give her free stuff all the time. She also comes from a wealthy family and is being financially supported by her wealthy father, ex-boyfriend, and new husband. Wow, great job if you get it. and while she is terrible with money and has had spotty employment at best, she always has the best of everything. A house in our expensive city, the finest clothes, home furnishings, car, fancy dermatologist. Meanwhile, I come from a very poor background, still rent, but have worked hard for my very real career success and the modest lifestyle that my husband and I have built, and make and save substantially more money than her as a result. About 6 months ago, things came to a head when I learned that she and an acquaintance had been gossiping about me behind my back. How did I find this out? Because I was gossiping about her to this same acquaintance as well. And Sasha and I discovered our mutual betrayal at the same time. Although we talked it out and apologized to each other, the cat is out of the bag. We're both mean girls. And while I can reconcile not being close friends with Sasha ever again, I don't know how I can forgive myself for becoming this person who wants to tear other women down. Joss and Kristen, how can I stop being a mean girl and friends with myself again? This is a great letter.
Yeah, there's so much in there. And it's just a classic story of becoming Insta friends with someone before you get to know them.
Yeah.
Which we talk about in our book, a whole chapter on Insta friends. But also that sort of weird attraction to someone who is drama.
Yes.
And who is glamorous drama.
And beautiful drama. Glamorous, beautiful
She's
drama.
Beautiful. She has the best stuff. I'm sure that you know, when you go to her house, you drink the best wine and have the best views and all that stuff. And so there's definitely an element of fascination there.
Yeah. Where you kind of want to go just to see. Let's just see what's going on. Yeah.
Right. A little voyeurism. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know, to be friends with someone who is from a different background and has beautiful things. You know, that's, I think, a normal human reaction and curiosity.
Yes, I agree.
But it seems like you've known she's bad news for a while.
I think so. You had the red flags all there.
Mm-hmm. All that stuff about her not liking your social media posts and, you know, kind of ignoring you when things are going well.
And not liking women, preferring men because women were drama. Yeah. That's the biggest red flag of all.
Right. You know, you can judge someone by the company they keep is a very good rule of thumb, yes. I think. And then you have this third friend, who is also part of your toxic little triangle.
Yes.
Because he or she is the recipient of the bitching about the other and then told you.
And told you guys.
And said, oh, it's funny that you bring up Sasha.
Yeah.
She was just here bitching about you and how much she doesn't like you.
That's right. Here's what she said about you. Love that. Hilarious.
So that's maybe the slap in the face you needed to kind of break out of your stupor. You're friends with myself because I do think that we kind of inch into these bad habits where we put up with bad behavior. It doesn't come out of the blue. It comes in inches.
I agree. It's almost like eating bad food. Like you're doing well. And then all of a sudden you start maybe a little chocolate here after dinner, a little something there. And then out of nowhere, you're sitting on the couch just watching Netflix and eating tubs of macaroni and cheese. I'm not speaking from personal experience.
Of course not. No. Never. Right. Of course. Yeah. No, you find yourself surrounded by like an empty container of cream cheese and you have wheat thin dust all over your chest. I don't know anything about that, but I've heard that people do that. But, you know, the same way with a friend, like you started off with a bang and so you and your husbands are linked. So there's that. And it seemed so great until you started to notice these things. But, you know, you make excuses for her until finally you realize that not only have you put up with all this crappy behavior, you've absorbed it and started to project it.
Yeah.
And we're not going to blame this on Sasha. We're going to have you take responsibility for your own actions, which honestly, you already have done.
Yeah, this is really impressive that you recognize that you've become a toxic person that you don't really like anymore.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the kind of values that you have, which is great.
Right.
And probably yet another reason why you and Sasha were not, you know, meant to be together as friends is because you really don't have those same values. And you found that out really early on.
Yeah.
That she wasn't the feminist she claimed to be, right?
Right. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of women who think of themselves as feminists, you know, in that women are just as capable at everything that they turn their, you know, hands to. But that doesn't prevent you from being a mean girl. I'm sorry.
It doesn't. No.
It doesn't. You know, there's plenty of mean girl feminists out there. Plenty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they do like to tear other women down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a way you think that's anti-feminist, but I think honestly, that is part of human nature, an uglier part. But, you know, I think that it's not every feminist is a wonderful person, is what I'm saying.
I agree. I think too, that a lot of what mean girl behavior is wrapped up in sort of cultural norms that have been accepted for a really long time. And it's hard to break out of those familiar patterns. And it takes a lot of consciousness, which is what you're doing here. You're like really conscious of your behavior and what's happening. And it does take a lot of effort to say, no, I'm not going to do this way, which is the mean girl way. I'm going to turn it around and, you know, lead with compassion as much as possible. Right.
Right. And, you know, I mean, from your letter, and I also clarified a couple of things with this letter writer, with friends with myself. The wedding was a few years ago, because I was like, well, how did the wedding go after all of this? And she's like, oh no, that's in the past. you know, she seems like a very intelligent, big-hearted person who screwed up.
Yeah.
I also want to clarify, there is gossip and then there is venting.
Yes.
And it may be that you were venting, that you had just had it with Sasha and you turned to someone you trusted, mm-hmm. where maybe you thought this person, this other third friend, was someone who was a safe person to talk about. And you just said, I've had it with her, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. All these things drive me crazy. And it might not have been gossiping. To me, gossiping is more spreading misinformation or yes. conjecture yes. or speculating yes. in yes. sort of gleeful way about a tragic or unhappy yes. event. Yeah. So maybe you were just, you know, venting. And I think that's a very normal thing to do. I think, you know, if you're friends with someone for a long time, eventually they're going to bug you and, yeah. you know, something will happen and you'll disagree. And that's normal. And I think you're allowed to vent to somebody.
Yeah, no,
you obviously chose the wrong person in this case.
Well, and your that whole friend group just seems really not quite as safe and good as you might want it to be. Yeah. So that is also something else to consider.
So let's just assume, friends with myself, that you did screw up, you did gossip, there was some meanness and jealousy and spite in there, and you got busted.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing you do to become friends with yourself again is acknowledge that. Say, yeah. I screwed up, I did something unkind, I listened to the devil on my shoulder instead of the angel, and I'm sorry that I did that. To Sasha, you've already apologized, but mm-hmm. apologize to yourself and say, you yes. know, we're better than that. But also, I'm human and humans right. do this. And right. it doesn't mean that I'm a mean girl. It means that I did a mean thing, perhaps.
Yes, yes, and, yes. I think that's a really important distinction, yeah. right?
Very and, important. You know, if you're looking back at the interactions with Sasha and you see more instances of you being a mean girl, then acknowledge that too. You know, again, yeah. you're human, you're evolving and you will keep evolving until your death, hopefully. And you are allowed to make mistakes and you are allowed to learn from them and move on. So I would take, you know, a little time to really examine the friendship with Sasha and the times that you felt you really were a mean girl. Whether yeah. it was if it was this one conversation, I think that was just human nature. But if there were little, you know, jabs here and there and resentments and stuff, you know, look at why that happened. She's stunningly beautiful. She's very wealthy. She's very careless. You know, she gets to be because she has all this privilege. So you don't have that, but you can also see what all of those things have done to her.
Yeah.
So rather than say like, well, I wish I had those designer clothes and that fancy dermatologist, which I also envy, by the way, what a fancy dermatologist, you know, but what has it given her? What has it made her? She's yeah. a shallow, materialistic person who doesn't have a lot of friendship. And you can kind of, as Joss said, be compassionate about that.
Yeah.
And when you see each other with your husbands who are childhood friends, you can be pleasant. You can enjoy some things about her. You know, you can say like, oh, I love your outfit. You know, wow, that is really interesting. And you can even enjoy some of her, you know, wealthy person stories of, oh, I was partying with Robert Downey Jr. last weekend or whatever, you know, and just kind of take it as if you're reading Us Weekly, you know?
Right. And it's not something that you have to incorporate into your life. I really like the idea of doing this sort of emotional inventory of your behavior.
Yeah.
I think not just with Sasha, but with everyone in that group. And then like, think of how you responded to things that were a little toxic that were going on in this group. And whether you responded with, that's not something that I do, or you kind of joined in. Because you want to see where you made these mistakes in your behavior. So that inventory is really, I think, really important. And
for
then,
example, like she mentioned that Sasha admitted to stealing from
a I know, my God.
Did you, I know, my mouth dropped open when you read that, Jess. You know, you think you could say like, you stole?
Yeah.
Why would you steal when you have plenty of money to spend on those things?
Right.
You
know, or wow, were that's you silent?
That's not cool.
Were you silent though? Because that is a little bit of being complicit. So or think about
it. You say like, too. Oh my God, you're so bad.
Yes. You know, that and is then, also a little bit of being complicit. So you want to think about those moments when you kind of slipped into it. And again, as Kristen says, this is something that sort of infects you. It's I understand how it can happen because it's like macaroni and cheese. Not to belabor a metaphor, but it is like eating too much of macaroni and cheese. And I can see how it could happen. I would say too, if you're once you've taken that inventory and you figured out how to deal with her on a couple basis with you and your husband and she and her husband, I would say let social media kind of snooze her on social media. Mm-hmm. You don't need to see that.
Yeah.
You don't need to see that.
Right.
So and you need to actually.
I think too, you know, thinking about what you have without comparing it to what she has, you know, you say you have some very real success professionally. Wonderful. You have a good marriage. Wonderful. You know, you're saving money and living with your within your means. That's amazing. You're really killing it at life. You are winning, you know?
Yes.
And meanwhile, Sasha is flaunting all of her stuff because she's insecure.
Yes.
And she's not responding to your successes on any level because she's insecure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as much as you've compared yourself to her, she has compared herself to you.
Big time, particularly since you have a career and her job record is spotty at best.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And, big time she's comparing herself.
So know that in some moments, Sasha has looked at you and found you superior. And because of her insecurity, that makes her feel bad about herself. So she becomes catty.
Yeah.
And this is all about her insecurity.
Yes, you know,
She's stunningly beautiful, but she'll get older. And, you know, she'll maybe with her fancy dermatologist, she won't ever age. She'll be Nicole Kidman or something. but you know, like the things that she has now are very temporary.
Yes.
And what you are building with your husband and your career is substantial and significant. So you have to like, when you have a problem with comparing yourself with someone else, you have to kind of take stock of what you have and what that's done for you. And in some cases, we've had the letter where, you know, it means I need to do more.
Yeah.
I want a better job like my friend has, or,
right.
You know, I too feel stuck and I'd like to move. Maybe she can kind of inspire you in a
yes.
way. You know,
yes.
if you think yes. like, I would really like to have a nicer home, that's something for you to work for.
Yeah.
Or something, maybe you don't go to, I'm trying to think of an expensive designer and I come up blank because I'm a home goods person, but she goes to Jonathan Adler and you go to Home Goods, you know, but you're still making a nice little cozy nest for yourself, right?
Absolutely.
So,
and you still have more money in savings than she does, given all of the income that she is coming in from her ex and from her husband and from her father. I mean, and you're still saving more than she is. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Great thing.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, you said you can reconcile not being close friends with Sasha. First of all, you were never close friends with Sasha.
True. True.
You were companions and competitors. You were frenemies.
Frenemies is what you were.
Yeah.
That's what you were.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, you've apologized to her for talking behind her back, and now you will have maybe somewhat awkward interactions over the dinner table when you and your husbands go out, or you will have a casual lunch date or something like that with her. Control the narrative, mm-hmm. You know, don't regress to like this, I have this and you have that comparison thing. And as far as forgiving yourself, I think, you know, look deep at the times that you screwed up, think about how it could have gone differently, and then learn from it and be done with it. Because forgiveness has an end point. You know, if your friend did something to you, you know, a different friend from Sasha, and genuinely apologized and said, I understand how that made you feel, and I never want to make you feel that way again, and I will do better, you would say, of course, consider it in the past if it was a good, sincere apology. So do that for yourself.
Yes. I would also mention that I don't like your friend group. They don't seem like nice people. And so perhaps meet up where you can meet some decent friends, people who share your interests and who are actual feminists. And people you can take some time to get to know. You don't want to fall into the InstaFriend trap again. And you don't want to fall into this trap of being just sort of seduced by everything that someone has.
Right.
You want to take a moment to get to know who this person is, their character.
Yeah.
And you can start doing that with Meetup.
Right. Meetup, work friends.
Yes.
People in your neighborhood. You know, the people who in your yoga class or your online knitting group or whatever it is, you know, start reaching out to them. I don't know that you have other friendship issues. I know, like in the out of town group, you know, when you all came together, it didn't spark any red flags. It was when Sasha and you became one-on-one that things kind of got a little dirty.
Yeah.
And so, cultivate better friendships and better habits with your friendships. And if you and Sasha are going to be linked, then take her for what she is.
Yes.
And, you know, even enjoy her. Enjoy her for the dinner party that you were invited to, or, you know, in terms of like, admire her wardrobe and then maybe do the Marshalls version of that. You know, if that's the kind of thing that she brings to the table.
Right.
Then take her for what it's worth. Maybe she's really funny. Maybe she's fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Maybe she has great stories. But here's a woman who's supported by men.
Yeah.
You know, who's coasting on her looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you put her in that category, a woman who's so insecure that she can't even like your vacation pictures.
Yeah.
Then maybe you'll start to feel a little bit more compassion for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, you know, kind of for yourself too.
Yeah.
Now that I see it in that light, I can see why I responded the way I did. And it was about my insecurity and my jealousy. And now that I know that, I'll do better. You know better, you do better.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Write in and let us know how that went, because we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How it goes in a month or two, how you're feeling. Yeah. It is very natural to kind of obsess over those things for a while. It's very human. And I think it's very much a thing that we women do that perhaps men don't do as much.
Yeah.
That, you know, we think, you know, I should have said, even though it was a year and a half ago, I should have said something. I should have done something. Why didn't I do that? You know, if I had said that in the moment, it would, you know, everything would be different. That's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Put a timer on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then start training yourself to kind of snap out of it.
I mean, you definitely want to maintain whatever boundaries you've put up. And I'm thinking particularly of the moment where Sasha admitted that she would steal And you may not have said anything, or you may have sort of laughed with her. There's a boundary there that could have been put up. So, yeah. You know, that's not something that I approve of. And
that makes me uncomfortable.
That makes me uncomfortable. So just remember that you can do that. You're supposed to do that. This is how you protect yourself emotionally. Yeah. And so remember what those boundaries are when you're meeting new people.
This is how you learn too, is because of the time you didn't say anything.
Right.
Next time I will. And this is what I'll say. You know,
and it's not a bad idea to have a script. So if you're going to be seeing her at a dinner party with her husband and your husband, you know, and she goes on and on about, well, I got this at this, you know, famous designer, and I did this fabulous vacation thing. Your response should be like, that's great. I'm really happy for you. That's really fantastic.
It sounds really fun. What was your favorite part of Bali? You know,
yes. Your response should not be trying to figure out about what your life that you can use to compare with hers and say, well, we did this. No.
And if she says like, I heard you went on vacation, I'm so jealous. You say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're jealous. I know you've had some great vacations too, but you know,
absolutely,
we did have such a good time. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
And kind of turn it back to, we had a good time. That's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about us.
Right.
I have a friend who's a really wonderful, long time, several decade friend. And she has that habit of saying, you know, like, oh, I wish I could go to Cape Cod, or, you know, that's an expensive handbag, isn't it? And, you know, it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's awkward. But she doesn't say it from a place of like cruelty or something. It's just kind of a knee jerk reaction for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've come to accept it because she has so many other wonderful qualities. She's worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of laugh and roll my eyes and say, there you go again, you know? And, you know, she's just someone who's very aware of your look, your new glasses, you know? If you have a it's funny. She always thinks I have a new car. My car is 6 years old. It has 130,000 miles on it. And she's like, is this a new car? I'm like, no, it's not. I've had it for so long. You've ridden in it many times, you know? But it's just kind of her way of comparing herself, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that we talk about, like, you'll be happier when you stop doing that.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's working on it. She's working.
Yeah, but Sasha's doing it to lift herself up because, as you said earlier, she's very insecure.
Yeah.
So she needs you to be always down so that she can be on top.
Right.
And if you deflect that and, you know, compliment her instead on her beautiful outfit, instead of mentioning that your outfit is also designer, it kind of diffuses that whole comparison situation.
Right. Because you keep knocking on the door to get her to affirm you and compliment you and praise you.
Yes.
You know, you're just going to be standing out there in the cold knocking till your knuckles are bloody.
So true.
You know, so if she fails to say congratulations on your promotion, you're not going to get that from her. You know that.
Right.
And if your husband says, oh, I want to toast my talented, brilliant wife because she just got an amazing promotion, and she says nothing, so what?
Yeah, that's who she is. You know that now.
You have other people in your life who will applaud when you win and be proud of you. And Sasha's just not that person.
She really isn't.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Do you have any embarrassing personal problems?
No, not a one. No.
Oh God. It's another great elegance and poise year for you, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I do have some, but I'm not going to mention it because I think it is very vulgar. And usually we don't shy away from that sort of thing, but this is beyond the pale.
Oh, so let it go. I think it's okay to shy away from some. Yeah.
I'm going to shy away and let it go and just let our listeners know that if you can, you should buy a bidet attachment for your toilet. I have found it to be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $25-$30 on Amazon. Squeaky clean. Love it.
I am not a fan. I've only used them the one time that I went to Europe. Gosh, many years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God, what was that? How dare you, sir? And never really got the appeal, but to each her own. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I'm simply saying that if you had been through what I have been through, then you would see the benefit of the bidet. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Let's leave it right there. We'll leave it right there.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.